Fourth and final hour. Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Monday afternoon. Darren McFarland down here in Rutherford County in Smyrna, and it's starting to look like may have some bad weather coming in. I'm not sure, Willie Donick, over on the east side in East Nashville. I don't know what the weather is like over there, Willie, but things are getting a little gray and windy and a little hairy here south of town. Marquise Munson, our host.
We got the sun still out over here on the east side. I don't know for how long, though.
Yeah, just keep it on your side, please.
Just letting you know. Marquise, what's it looking like back at the studio?
I'm seeing sunshine right now, but you're making me a little nervous, man. So just keep it on your side at least for an hour so I can get out of here.
Just a heads up. Just letting you know maybe something is coming your way. Let's bring in Bob Nightingale, who covers Major League Baseball for USA Today. We had a really good conversation with Tony Kemp last week on the show, and now Bob has written about all the positive tests that have come out that may be creating even more sense of urgency for MLB to figure this out. Bob, how you doing?
Yeah, doing well, thanks.
Thanks for joining us. So MLB learning that 40 players and staff members have tested positive for COVID-19 in the past week. How much does this, you know, factor into everything we've been talking about when it involves Major League Baseball trying to return to play over the last couple of months?
Well, certainly it shows that it hurts the union's chance to win a agreement that baseball is not trying to play as many games as possible. Because if they, even if they had reached an agreement, you know, a few weeks ago, spring training sets would have been shut down, and they would have start all over again. So now, you know, not even sure 60 games can be, can happen. You know, we may even try to, if Rob Manfred just mandates the season, it may go down to 54 games starting August 1st. We'll see.
You know, Wednesday, we talked about on the show, and then late Wednesday, we learned that, you know, the two sides, it kind of took a beating last week, both sides. It was not a good look. They had that return to play SportsCenter special on ESPN where all the commissioners went on there, and it looked like, you know, well, if this thing was going to get resolved, they were finally going to have that kind of heart-to-heart on Wednesday. That would have been the day for it to happen. And it looked like things were going well, and then, you know, things just returned back to kind of what it's been. Nothing happened, and here we sit the following Monday, and still nothing on that front. Do you believe last Wednesday was a positive move or another blow for Major League Baseball's return?
Well, it was a blow just because, you know, even Rob Manfred and Tony Clark, who met together, you know, couldn't even agree on, you know, what they agreed upon. Rob Manfred told the owner to say, we got a deal, guys, 60 games. And Tony Clark said, no, we never agree on that. And, besides, the executive board is going to reject it anyway. So Rob Manfred told them, don't come back with 70 games because we're not going to do it. They did come back with 70 games. And now with the recent the outburst in the pandemic, I think it's a situation now is, you know, either take 60 games or he's going to mandate around 54 games so players will get less money.
So you do believe that mandating that – so is that – do you feel like then no matter what that there is going to be some type of a regular season, or is that taking it too far?
No, as long there will be a season, you know, barring – what happens with the virus, but just as far as it's either going to be a season they agree upon or a season that's mandated, you know, by Rob Manfred. So, but yet there will be a season just on that.
We're talking to Bob Nightingale, and Bob, are you at wit's end with this like all of us? I mean, you've been covering this for a long time. You've covered, you know, labor situations before, but I mean, I just found my brain starts hurting, and I was reading it for a long time. Like, I wanted to understand both sides, and I've just gotten to a point where I'm just like, I can't take it anymore. Somebody just put out there that there's a schedule. But how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I think enough's enough. People are sick and tired of it, and if they want to get the season started, you know, I mean, right now you have to have spring training starting in July, and maybe not play until August 1st. So, yeah, now is the time to, for Manfred just to mandate it. And I think it will before the day's over. I think you say, you know, enough's enough. You guys had almost 3 months to work it out. You can't. We'll do it.
Bob, we've discussed a lot of different sports and how they're going about this, and you've been reporting on the cases that have come up in the spring training sites. And you know, the thing is that they're hoping, I guess, to play in their home parks and not in a bubble, so to speak, like the NBA is, and like the NHL, I guess, is going to do, and the same thing would be true for MLS. Do you think it's realistic that they can pull this off with some travel, even though they have made, you know, all of the teams much more geographically close that you're going to play in? Logistically, can this work?
Well, we'll see. Yeah, I mean, you know, they'll be all together in their own home cities for 3 weeks. You know, we saw the outburst over the weekend. We had 40 positive cases in baseball last week between players and staff members. So we'll certainly find out whether it can work or not. They don't want to do a bubble. You know, they don't think that could work. You know, before it was supposed to be a bubble in Arizona, then Arizona, Florida, and Texas, and you know, we see what's going on in those three states. So that would never, you know, happen. So, yeah, I think just take their chances. At least, you know, at least they're going to try to play and see how many games they get in. You know, they hope you get in 60 games, but maybe less.
So is it your gut feeling that 60 will be the number and it won't go above that? I think we were all hoping that, you know, you go 60, we go 70, and we're going to say 65 or 66. Do you think that's over, or do you think 60 is the number?
Yeah, no, I think that's over. Just you know, the owners, I think they struggled to even get to 60 games. So, yeah, that part's over. So I think it's either they reach an agreement today on 60 games or Manfred mandates 54.
Oof.
Well, time is ticking, and that's all we keep
just
saying.
Take
that.
The 60 and be done with it. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, I think we'll have an answer. I believe by the end of the day today. I don't think this goes until tomorrow. I think today's the day.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Bob, really appreciate the visit. Thanks for doing this as always, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Sounds great. Take care.
All right. That is Bob Nightingale, covers MLB for USA Today, and he believes that something could happen today. And that makes sense because how much longer can we really do this, right? I mean, how much longer can we keep?
I get the feeling that Bob was fatigued. You know, don't you think these guys? I mean, I've listened to so many interviews with Jason Stark or Ken Rosenthal or Buster Olney, or I mean, the list goes on. Harold Reynolds, all of these things, and they're just your brain gets to a point where you can't take anymore. Right? And if, man, please, wouldn't that be something if there is an announcement tonight, like Bob said? Like, this is it?
Yeah.
We've trained ourselves not to believe that, though, have we? Haven't we?
Yeah. it's to jump out there right now and say anything on the MLB front and feel good about, you know, it's just, it's like there's a lot of people like me probably just saying, you know, when I see an announcement, that's when I'll feel. My next feeling for what they're going to happen or what's going to happen or what they're going to do is when they make an announcement. Either it's not going to happen or this is what it's going to be, but I don't know.
I'm to the point where I have to see players on the field with jerseys on, with a bat in their hand, for me to believe that this season's going to start at this point.
Look, the bottom line is, and the damage has been done with the sport, there's going to be a ripple effect no matter what. There are people that will rejoice, glad that there's going to be some type of season if that indeed happens. And there's going to be a whole lot of people that are just go, whatever, okay, go have fun. I'm not really going to pay attention. I mean, damage has already been done. And that's what's unfortunate about this, the two sides. Damage has already been done. There's going to be a ripple effect from all of this nonsense, and there's going to be people that will stay away for a while, for a certain period of time. I don't know if it's forever seems a little strong, but there's going to be people that are going to stay away, a lot of people that are just going to be saying, like, I'm just not that interested. You guys left such a sour taste in my mouth with what's going on and how this was handled. You know, I got other things, especially if everything comes back. And, you know, we've talked about that. There could be that that window where we've got just a ton of things to keep us occupied in the sports world. Tons. And if that's the case, I think there's a lot of people who are like, you know what, I'll occupy my time somewhere else. I got asked the question several times this weekend, what would, if baseball didn't play this season, what sport would benefit the most? And, you know, I just said I couldn't really answer it. I said, well, I don't think anybody – everybody benefits because people will find other options. I don't know if there's somebody who benefits the most because a lot of people or several people have brought up MLS. And I said, well, I don't know. It's interesting. But when you think about it, like baseball's demo is older. Like I think I saw.
Well, that's it. We had Tyler Kepner on Thursday, Darren, from the New York Times, and he said that the average age of the baseball
don't tell me. It's got to be 55. What did he?
You're almost dead on. I think it's 57.
50. Oh, it's even older than that. Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, you're right in the ballpark. But this is that's a glaring thing, and we're. You know, we had our discussion earlier today about the whole effect of travel baseball and how that is great for developing the top whatever percent you want to put on it, 10 or 20% of the players, but it doesn't keep people playing longer. More people stop playing the game and start doing other things at an earlier age. That's not conducive to producing younger fans. You know, the number of players playing in the inner cities – in the minorities, you know, the African Americans, that needs to be addressed in a huge way. It hasn't been done very well. They've been aware of it for 20 years, but they haven't done really anything significant to get the numbers better. They need more people playing. You got to have more people connected to the game at a younger age if they're going to turn into baseball fans. Otherwise, that average age is only going to go higher.
Yeah, that's why I said. I just said I know it's an older group, and I would have said 55 is my number. And soccer is just the opposite. Soccer is a much, much younger demo. And so if baseball is skewing older, and that's their demo, their target – or not their target, but the bulk of their demo, their fan base, I don't know how you could think that MLS will benefit from – an aging fan base going over to soccer when they're just the opposite. They're probably average age is 25 would be my guess. You know? So I don't know
it's
what
younger.
The answer
there's,
is.
There's no doubt. But so I would say soccer just because it's going to I think again it might just because of the season it's played, I think it might if people aren't watching baseball next summer because of this, then what else are they going to watch, in theory, other than soccer?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was looking at, you know, more or less that everything, the return to play, everything else was going on. You know, the NBA would benefit. Hockey would benefit. I mean, I just think everybody would. But golf is going to be. By the way, golf just, you know, they've been back now. There was a horse race this weekend. Belmont, you know, I mean, things coming back. UFC continues to pump out products. We had it on. There's a prime example right there. We had it on because guess what? It was a live sporting event. and so they benefit from that, right? So I think everybody gets to benefit, and then, you know, they lose. If they didn't have a product, they lose. And I think they're already going to lose because, like I said, I think there are people – that are really, really turned off on how this has played out publicly, and as they should be. They should be turned off because there's a lot of people's lives who have been turned upside down through this pandemic, and they don't want to, you know, hear a public squabbling over money. I mean, they just don't, and I don't blame them. You know, they would like to forget about how, you know, maybe disastrous 2020 has been for them and their family. They would like to have a release. They would like to have something to take their mind off of that. And the last thing they need is, you know, rich people fighting with rich people in a public forum. So or at least people that have more money than them, and especially their situation that they're in. So it's unfortunate, but the damage has been done in my mind. The question is,
well, what,
it, how bad
if and when they get this. Well, that's the thing. If and when they get an agreement, from that moment on, they had better act like they like each other, even though we know that even if they make this agreement, we know they're going to go through this again at the end of the 2021 season. So it's going to be a cloud hanging over them the entire time. So that's where it's going to linger, Darren. I think that's what's going to be the turnoff. So they better do everything PR-wise to connect with the fans. If they're fortunate enough that they can get started late July, at least a week or two before everybody else gets going, they better take advantage of that window like you wouldn't believe. But I don't know if they're capable of it. I don't think they can do it.
We have a little fun when we come back, looking at all 32 teams in the NFL and some of their quarterback play in the Super Bowl era. So since 1966, and just how they ranked them. We'll talk about it. We'll tell you what
stuff.
We're talking about. Yeah, it's on ESPN.com. But we'll discuss it on the other side. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.